Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We currently have a cold front pushing through the area along with some moisture down to our south. What impact those two features could have on our weekend, we'll talk about it coming up.
Today, police in Raleigh will release new details about a weekend shooting. Just ahead, more on how crime is up more than 2,000% in the area where that shooting happened. Plus, Durham Public School leaders are taking a step towards solving the pay issues for their employees, how they're giving workers more of a voice in decision making. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock, and we appreciate your decision to start your Friday with us. We hope to make it a good day for you. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Good choice.
Yeah, yes, we approve.
We're getting ready for the weekend here. Another mild day we're looking at, and pretty good for February when you think about it. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. We're seeing temperatures currently about 10 to 15 degrees above where we were this time yesterday. Good morning to all of you at home. Happy Friday. Hopefully you're ready for a relaxing weekend. Nice and calm for us out there right now. This is a live look downtown Raleigh from our Jimmy V's camera. Not much to speak of here as far as any concerning things in the forecast today. Temperature-wise, compared to, again, this time yesterday, about 5 to 15, even upwards of 18 degrees warmer in South Hill. What that translates to here as far as actual air temperatures, it's still a chilly 39 in Roxborough, but it just puts it into perspective, our air mass in place. 44 Raleigh, Durham, 44 in Southern Pines. Everyone waking up cool, but I do think we will see a pretty comfortable day. Right around 59, close to 60. Should come with partly to maybe mostly cloudy skies ahead of our next chance of some light showers late tonight. A lot of that stays to the north here early on, but we'll talk about where it could scoot from there here, Brian, coming up in just a few minutes.
Anthony, here at 601, just check with Raleigh 911. We are still crash-free in Wake County. That's some great news. Also in Durham and Chapel Hill, things are looking pretty good with no problems reported. Our partners at Waze say things are pretty clear there on the western side of the triangle. And our live camera at I-40 at Fayetteville Road in Durham shows pretty clear conditions. Only a 1 minute slowdown overall on the eastbound side of I-40 from 15501 down to 885.
Brian, thank you. This morning, we're working to learn more about a police investigation in Goldsboro. We first brought you the story as breaking news at the end of our 11 p.m. newscast. Brett Neese drove the WRO breaking news tracker to Goldsboro and tells us there are still a lot of questions about what happened.
This is the Goldsboro Police Department behind me, and I'm standing less than 2 blocks from Hollowell Street where that shooting happened. Let me show you what it looked like. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of that scene. The shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night. And you can see there's plenty of evidence markers. I'm working to find out whether or not anybody was hurt in this shooting. I'm also asking investigators if they know who may have fired these shots. As soon as I get those answers, I'll pass them along. In Goldsboro, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Also today, we're expecting to learn more about what led a Raleigh police officer to shoot someone on Rock Quarry Road. 3 other people were also hurt at that scene Saturday night. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us from the police department this morning. Kelsey, those reports show there have been a huge number of 911 calls to that area within the last year where that happened.
Jeff, ridiculously out of control. That's how one neighbor describes crime in the area where that shooting happened. This Raleigh police station is just about 10 minutes away from where that shooting happened. And today, Raleigh police will release a 5-day report so we can get more information about the incident. This is video from the scene now. Raleigh police received a call about gunshots on Rock Quarry Road Saturday night. An officer saw a man with a gun in a parking lot when they started investigating. That officer shot the man. Police didn't provide a lot of details on what led up to that shooting, but they say 3 more people were hurt at the scene. There's been an uptick in crime in this area. So WRAL data trackers looked at the numbers. Crime is up 2,700% over the past 5 years in this section of Rock Quarry Road. We'll find out more information about what led up to Saturday's shooting whenever that report comes out, and we'll keep you updated on when it's released. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh. In Kansas City, people mourned together during a candlelight vigil for the victims of the Super Bowl celebration shooting. 22 people suffered injuries in that shooting. One person was killed. Her name was Lisa Lopez Galvan. She was a popular DJ in Kansas City. At least half the victims are younger than 16. The youngest is just 8 years old.
And investigators are still examining the bullets and shell casings left behind at that scene. A large investigation where that shooting happened. They believe it started with a fight. And we know two teenagers are in custody. As of this morning, no charges have been filed.
Coming up this morning on Today, hear from the family of the DJ who was killed. They remember the ways she brought people together. The Today Show gets started at 7 here on WREL.
NC State University police are looking for a man who entered a campus library and said he had a gun in his backpack. It happened Tuesday. Staff was told about an older man who set off the metal detector there at D.H. Hill Library. When he was stopped, he said he had a gun in his backpack, and then he left, and officers couldn't find him. He was wearing a cream-colored jacket. If you know anything about this, you should call police at NC State.
A step forward in the pay dispute for Durham Public Schools. The school board is giving workers a greater voice in future decision-making. The board decided to develop a work group to iron out details of a meet and confer policy. This will include school board members, administration, members of the Durham Association of Educators, and some not represented by that organization. The board pressed the DAE on their sick outs over pay, leading to multiple days of canceled classes. The group says it did not coordinate the most recent protests.
Policy that's being presented and the collaboration on this policy being presented can help reinforce for workers that are willing to come to the table and not the ones that choose to not participate in the conversation.
Transportation support staff were supposed to speak at this work session, but walked out midway through, claiming the DAE does not represent them. Members will be appointed to the work group on February 22nd.
Students at Holly Ridge Middle School saw a heavier police presence on campus Thursday after a voicemail threat was made against the school. No one was hurt. The message was left on the school's main line. The Holly Springs Police Department is investigating.
A juvenile is in custody after a school resource officer found a gun in the parking lot of Douglas Byrd High School. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office tells us this was the weapon they found in a car at the school. Staff reported someone sleeping in the car yesterday. When the SRO approached, he noticed the gun inside their pocket. It turns out that person was a juvenile. A petition has been filed charging that person with possession of a firearm on a school campus.
An FBI informant has been charged with making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving Hunter Biden. The claim is a key point in the Republican impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Alexander Smirnoff is charged with creating false records and lying about the Biden's involvement in business dealings with the Ukrainian energy company. Smirnoff was arrested yesterday in Las Vegas. The charging document alleges the story told by Smirnoff to federal investigators was fabricated.
Early voting for the March 5th primary is underway, and you can cast your early vote until March 2nd. There have been some changes to voting laws since the last time you voted. Make sure you have your driver's license or another form of photo ID. If you're voting absentee by mail, you must include a photocopy of your ID or explain why you don't have one. Also, you'll probably see more partisan poll watchers in the voting area. They are allowed to move around more than they used to. We have all the information you need to know before heading to the polls. Go to WREL.com or visit our mobile app to find the WREL voting guide. There you can find polling locations, times, and the candidates on your ballot.
The town of Cary is putting together a new program to help people who are forced out of their homes by redevelopment. Chatham Estates is one of those neighborhoods. 100 families are in danger of being displaced when the mobile home community is sold. Right now, the town is working with the nonprofit group Dorcas Ministries to create Stable Homes Cary. The program would cover the cost of relocating people when there is large-scale development. It would also expand services to help people find affordable housing and work toward becoming homeowners.
If we can help people get there or help people find better situations for themselves, for their kids, for their families, that's what we're hoping to accomplish.
So we wanted to create this partnership with Dorcas to let folks know and let the community know that we are going to support them if a move is necessary.
Cary is also looking to create more affordable housing by making it easier for homeowners in every part of that town to build accessory dwelling units, ADUs they're called, which are typically rented out. Only 55 of these backyard cottages, though, have been built in Cary over the last decade.
It is 6:09 this morning. New insight into efforts by law enforcement to try and prevent the deadly mass shooting in Maine. We're getting a look at newly released police body cam video taken 3 months before the shooting. Coming up, what the gunman said to officers during a wellness check.
Valentine's Day is behind us, but love remains in the air across the triangle. It's the annual Cupid Undie Run coming to Durham, and that and other ways you can get out and about this weekend just ahead.
And thankfully for the weekend, we are looking pretty good forecast-wise. Temperatures in the upper 50s today, a little bit cooler Saturday and Sunday, but minimal rain chances. We will talk about, though, when we could see our next couple of systems headed this way and rain coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
All right, just about 6:13 here on this Friday morning. Let's take a wide view across our region and talk about what's going on weather-wise. We do have some light showers down toward the Gulf Coast. That's really about where they're going to stay for today. A warm front kind of intersecting a cold front that's pushing through our direction. What that cold front will do, as the name implies, is bring some relatively cooler weather for the weekend. It will not be hugely freezing by any means for behind that front. We also watch here into tonight for some light moisture coming through. This is not going to be a widespread system. Midnight or so into early tomorrow morning, most of us are nice and quiet by that point. There's where the rain tries to come on in. 4 a.m. it pushes on through, and then it should be out of here by the time we get to 7 to 8 a.m. with a dry rest of the weekend on the way, Brian.
Anthony here at 6:13, still looking good on the roads with no big problem showing up anywhere in the triangle. Durham, you're looking fine on I-85 in both directions. That ride between Butner and Durham is all clear on 85 southbound. We'll take you out toward the airport. This is I-40 at Aviation Parkway. Traffic is getting busier out there, but all of those major approaches into RDU are looking fine this morning with no trouble on 40 westbound from Raleigh. 540 westbound from North Raleigh is looking fine from Capitol Boulevard. And out of Chapel Hill and Durham, 40 eastbound also all clear. Renee?
Thanks, Brian. More news to tell you about. New police body cam video shows the gunman in the Maine mass shooting speaking with police in New York 3 months before the shooting. The video shows what happened before Robert Card's two-week mental health hospitalization. It shows the moment Card was ordered to go to an Army facility before being transferred to a civilian psychiatric hospital. At one point, Card says his welfare was being checked because they're scared I'm going to do something. Members of his Army Reserve called police, concerned that he would hurt himself or others. They also said he spent a lot of money on guns. Card also said he was hearing people talk behind his back everywhere.
New research shows the effectiveness and safety of medication-based abortions are the same, even if the patient gets the medicine through telehealth. A new study published Thursday looked at records of more than 6,000 medication abortions provided through telehealth. It found results were similar to those who went in person. The patients who chose the telehealth option weren't required to undergo any testing or physical examination. Rather, a provider made the decision to prescribe medication based on their medical history.
Today, a jersey retirement ceremony for the jersey of Durham native and New Orleans Pelicans player Trey Murphy will happen at Cary Academy. Murphy played basketball at the school throughout his high school career. He played in college at Rice and Virginia before being drafted to the NBA in 2021. The ceremony is happening today from 2 to 3 in the fitness center.
Litter bugs are costing North Carolinians millions of dollars. In 2023, the state spent $25 million cleaning up almost 12 million pounds of litter. That's equivalent to 388 garbage trucks full of trash. In North Carolina, litterers can face fines and community service. We can expect to see more litter as people move to North Carolina.
Growing states, we're seeing our trash growing like our population is. Wherever your population is, that's where you see the litter.
NCDOT has a website called SWAT a Litter Bug, where you can upload information on people that you see littering. North Carolina Litter Sweep is coming up in April. If you're interested in participating, you can check our website, WRAL.com.
From an undie run for a good cause to an iconic rock group's return to PNC Arena, there is a lot to do this weekend in the Triangle.
We're going to start with the Raleigh Home Show that is happening. Home Show returns to the Raleigh Convention Center this weekend with special guest Clint Harp from Magnolia Network's Restoration Road. The show opens this morning, 10 o'clock, runs through Sunday. Tickets are $12 for adults, free for children under 13.
Cupid's Undie Run kicks off Saturday at Motorco Music Hall in Durham with drinking and dancing. The event happens from noon to 4. Proceeds support people affected by a group of genetic conditions that cause tumors to grow on nerves throughout the body.
Tomorrow night, Journey will perform at PNC Arena. It's part of the legendary rock band's 30-city tour across North America for the band's 50th anniversary Freedom Tour. Toto is the opening act. That's a throwback right there, both of them.
They better be blessing the rain down in Africa,
right, I'm sure. Don't stop believing. They can still deliver.
Rain will be making our way into the weekend forecast. Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth. We should stay dry most of the day today, though, right?
Yeah, today's looking great. And then even for the weekend, it's just a very small chance of a light area of rain into tonight and tomorrow morning. Plans on Saturday and Sunday are also looking great. We would not have any big problems with that. We take a live look outside, though. This is Dix Park. You can kind of see what we're talking about with the forecast. So some of those low-level clouds, and then on the right side of that screen, we have some clear skies. So it's going to be a good mixture for us today. We see this cold front coming through. It is what we call a dry cold front. There's really not much moisture associated with it. What it will do, though, into the weekend is take a little bit of time, but by Saturday and Sunday, our temperatures will get cooler compared to what we're going for today. Here's a look at the comparison from this time, where we're currently sitting, temperatures to where we were this time yesterday, 5 to 15 degrees warmer, 18 degrees warmer there in South Hill, Virginia. So that just goes to show you it is a milder air mass. It's still a bit chilly, though, in some spots. 43 in Roxborough, 44 Raleigh, Clinton, 44 in Goldsboro as well, 39 in Rocky Mount. Our warm number there, 50 degrees currently in South Hill. As we go through the day, like I said, a mix of sun and clouds leaning a little bit closer to the mostly cloudy side of things. Upper 50s and low 60s, especially those low 60s from the Triangle to the south. It should feel very comfortable. If you can get outside, just get some fresh air. It's going to be a good day to do that. Our rain chance that we're talking about, though, comes in late tonight. I'm going to start futurecast here right about 8 o'clock this evening. We'll see the cloud cover kind of coming on in. Most of that moisture stays to our north by that point. Friday evening plans are just fine. There's where we pause this here into right about midnight onward. It slowly starts to get a little bit closer. Between about 3 to, let's say, 6 a.m. or so, we could see some of these kind of going across the triangle, even south of the triangle. But by 8 a.m., most of them are gone. We have the cloud cover. That even will start to push on out through tomorrow afternoon. 20% chance at best for us on our Saturday. A lot of zeros there on the map for us. A nice dry air mass going through the next couple of days. It would help to wash some of the pollen out, but we are starting to see some of the tree pollen get up there a little bit. That's that moderate category that we'll go for here as we head into the rest of today and tomorrow. Not huge issues with that, but certainly that time of the year getting closer. 51 on our Saturday. We're at 52 on Sunday, 59 by the time we get to President's Day on Monday, and then we continue to climb those temperatures. Brian, we have a lot of sunshine on the way and really minimal rain chances, which that in and of itself is going to be pretty nice, but I'm liking the calm weather.
And I tell you, as founder of the Anti-Snow League, 68 degrees in late February is a very positive development.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. It's 6:20 as we take a look at traffic. Still quiet around the Triangle. No crashes showing up anywhere in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Cary. All your major routes also are looking pretty good this morning. So let's talk about a project you need to know about in Johnston County. Starting Monday, they're going to close a section of Highway 96 just south of Highway 42. For about a week, this is part of a pipeline replacement project. So through that week, expect a detour using Branch Chapel Church Road, Highway 39. That's going to add at least 5 minutes to your ride through that area. Not going to affect traffic on 42, but on 96, just south of 42, it will be closed starting Monday morning.
Thanks, Brian. Tiger Woods is back on the PGA Tour, and he's reminding us that he is still human. Mm-hmm. Coming up in What's Trending, a look at his return to the course, first time in months.
And it's a busy day in court today for two of former President Trump's trials. We'll break down the proceedings and the verdict expected to be reached today in one of them.
And take a look at your NC Education Lottery numbers right there on your screen. We'll be right back.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
People are still talking about Usher's Super Bowl performance, but one fan favorite was missing from the show.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Fans of Justin Bieber were hoping he would be a guest at that halftime show. Lil Jon revealed to TMZ that Bieber was initially asked to join the show, but he wasn't really ready. He has not toured since 2022 when he revealed that he was suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which left half of his face paralyzed.
So while Justin Bieber was not a halftime performer, he was a spectator at the Super Bowl. He was there with his wife Haley, just cheering Usher on and enjoying the show. They are really good friends. Usher supported Bieber early in his career, and Bieber was there to support Usher.
And certainly Bieber looks up to Usher. He talks about it all the time.
Good for, I'm glad he's able to enjoy the money.
Yeah.
You know, he's done well for himself. Tiger Woods has made his return to competitive golf, proving that he is only human. Woods was about 180 yards out, hitting an iron shot he's familiar with. But this one stands out from the rest for all the wrong reasons. He hit a dead shank and knew it was bad right away. Before finishing his swing, he let go of his club, letting it fall behind him. Jeff, for those of us who have never played golf, what in the world is a shank?
Shank, okay. You guys thought it was funny. Let's say shank as many times as we can. Well, in golf, you're not supposed to say the word. It's bad luck. You don't say that word. And watch the red line there. He hit it 71 yards off to the straight right into the woods there. This is a once-around thing for me, you know. But the pros never do it. But, even after the round, he was being interviewed, and the interviewer said, you know, that thing on 18, I'm not going to say the word. And Tiger said, I shanked it.
I
shanked it.
I'm going to use shank today.
You should.
I am.
And Jeff still gets up every morning, even though he's shanked.
Exactly.
Apes are a lot like us, so they like to tease each other. Scientists looked at videos of different primates interacting at zoos in San Diego and Germany. Researchers paid close attention to body movements, facial expressions, and their responses. And they observed 18 teasing behaviors, including body slamming, poking, pulling each other's hair. The researchers say they rarely observed an aggressive reaction from the target of teasing, and it usually occurred when the animals were relaxed. Relaxed body slams.
I see me in there. One of the biggest NASCAR races of the season is just a couple days away. The Daytona 500 underway on Sunday. It is racing Super Bowl. The iconic 500-mile NASCAR Cup Series event returns to Daytona International Speedway. Catch all the action on Fox 50. Coverage begins 2:30 p.m.
And, of course, we are looking ahead to the weekend forecast as well. Starting off pretty nice today. Temperatures upper 50s and low 60s. We're going to see a good amount of sunshine here, but we will talk about specifics for our Saturday and Sunday and our next rain chance coming up.
Today, police in Raleigh are releasing new details about a weekend shooting. Just ahead, more on how crime is up more than 2,000% in the area where that shooting happened.